أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب به العبد من عمله صلاته فإن صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجى وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. NP560, a black mark, this has to be removed. Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and every entity that exists, whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether it is within the realms of human perception, understanding, reflection, whether it is beyond that, every entity is the creation of one Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is khaliq. Allah is the creator. Every entity, from Adam to Wujud, from a state of non-existence to bring it into existence, is one Allah alone. Khaliqu kulli shay. This term shay in Quran is comprehensive. Mufassirin explain what is shay, they say ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah, everything besides Allah is makhluq. It is created by Allah. It is mamluk. Allah is malik, Allah is the owner. And every entity besides Allah is mamluk. It is in the possession of Allah. It is owned by Allah. Allah is qabid. Allah has qabza, Allah has control, Allah has possession. Allah is mutasarrif. Allah exerts His will upon every entity that exists. La yus'al amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. And in exerting His will, in making tasarruf, no one questions Allah. It is the makhluk of Allah, it is the creation of Allah that will be questioned. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner of everything that exists, is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih. Allah is the arranger, Allah is the fashioner, Allah is the coordinator, Allah is the originator of everything that exists, every circumstance that occurs, every condition that comes about. There is no partner with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. There is no equal with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, it is Allah's tadbir that comes into existence. Alone, without mushawarat, without consultation with anyone, without assistance from anyone. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is أَحَدْ. Allah is one. Allah is alone. Allah is unique. لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. لَا مِثَالَ لَهُ. لَا شَبِيهَ لَهُ. لَا بَدِيلَ لَهُ. لَا عَدِيلَ لَهُ. There is no similitude. There is no equal. There is no comparison with Allah. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Allah is independent, totally, completely independent of this entire creation. لا يستعين بشيء. Allah does not take assistance from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. Allah is not in need of anything. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. لا يضره شيء. Nothing harms Allah. لا يغلبه شيء. Nothing overpowers Allah. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. لا يخفى عليه شيء. Nothing is concealed from Allah. قبل كل شيء, he is before everything. بعد كل شيء, he is after everything. خالق كل شيء, he is the creator of everything. فوق كل شيء, he is above everything. خبير بكل شيء, he is aware of everything. عليم بكل شيء, he has knowledge of everything. ليس كمثله شيء, there is nothing that is like Allah. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله, he is the إله of the heavens, he is the إله of the earth. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. Whether it is earth, whether it is wind, whether it is water, whether it is fire, whether it is the four elements, whether it is an entity that flows, whether it is an entity that is compact, whether it is an entity that is inherently cold, whether it is something warm, whether it is living, whether it is moving, whether it is walking, whether it is slithering, whether it is flying, whatever shape, whatever form, any entity that exists, occupies whatever function, whatever task it carries out, it belongs to one Allah alone. For its existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to remain in existence, it is dependent on Allah. Makhluq, makhluq, ma siwa Allah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq, created. Quran unequivocally declares any entity that is makhluq, whether it is small, tiny, insignificant, or whether it is vast, huge, whether it is of something of enormous proportion, makhluq, whether it is a grain of sand, or whether it is the desert, whether it is a blade of grass, or whether it is the jungles, whether it is a pebble, or whether it is the mountain, whether it is a blade of grass, or whether it is Jibreel, whether it is a wisp of air, or whether it is a tornado, whether it is a droplet of water, or whether it is the oceans, makhluq, created entity, Quran unequivocally declares, la yamlikun, la yamlikun, li anfusihim, darran, wala naf'an, wala yamlikun mawtan, وَلَا حَيَاتًا وَلَا نُشُورًا. مخلوق, atom bomb or a pebble. مخلوق, armies of this world or a single individual. مخلوق, mountains of gold and silver or one coin. Created entity, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot be resurrected, except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. From Adam alayhi salam, NP560, black murk, this is an emergency, this car has to be removed. From Adam alayhi salam, to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye pehla sabak tha. This was the first lesson. This was the first message. This was the primary effort that every Nabi of Allah came with, to instill this yaqeen, this conviction, that fa'lam annahu la ilaha illallah. Know and understand that it is only one Allah. One Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. One message which Quran again and again sounds out. Allah ke siwa, besides Allah, no entity is doing, one Allah alone is doing. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahajjud salah of the dua-i ma'asura, of the narrated du'as he would make, this du'a is there. Every day he would say, Ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun, a'lamu anna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa anna Allaha qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Ma sha Allahu kan, that happens which my Allah wants. No one loses his wealth. No one gains wealth. No one falls ill. No one recovers. No one advances. No one declines. No one benefits in any way. No entity is harmed in any way, except with the mashiyat and the will of Allah. Ma sha Allah kan, that which Allah wants will happen. Wa ma lam yasha, and that which Allah doesn't want. There is no system, no force, no government, no ideology, no technology of this world that can influence it in any way. Lam yakun, it will never ever happen. A'lamu anna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. He says, I declare, my Allah has qudrat and power over everything. The rukh, direction, qibla of this heart, has to turn away from every created entity. Today we are living in an age, ulama say, ye jahilon ka jaha hai, an age of ignorance, an age where we are influenced by science, by technology, by economy, by instruments, by created entities. That heart which is impressed by the ghayr of Allah, my respected brothers, is a dead heart. That heart is a blackened heart. That heart is a soiled and a dirty heart. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, he used to say that all the gutters and all the drains and all the garbage and all the filth of this world put together, the stench and the rotten smell that will emanate from that is not equal to the stench and the blackness and the darkness that emanates from a heart which has incorrect yaqeen. From a heart which is filled with the ghayr of Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, this was the first effort, first sabak, first lesson they taught. That break down the idols of ghayrullah. Break down. Let the sword of la ilaha illallah slash away. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you are influenced by, in whatever shape or form it appears to be happening, take the sword of la ilaha illallah and slash at it. La, la, la. It is not happening from there. Illallah, one Allah alone is doing. Jo la kaha, wo la hua, wo la bi usme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua, Allah hua, Allah hua, Allah hua. Ulama say, haramun ala qalb, an yadkhulahu an-nur, wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. It is haram, it is forbidden. It is impossible that the nur of Allah's ma'rifat, the nur of Allah's love, the nur of Allah's ta'alluq, the ecstasy of Allah's name will enter a heart in which there is ghayrullah. This ghayrullah has to come out. This is the first jihad. This is the first effort. This is the first goal. This is the first responsibility upon every reciter of kalima, upon every believer, that this effort has to take place on a daily basis to take this ghayr out of the heart. That it is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah. Abdi utlubani tajidani in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay wa in futtani fataka kullu shay wa ana khayrun laka min kulli shay. Allah, Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, oh my slave, search for me. Search for your Allah. What does it mean? Break down the idols of ghayrullah. Search for your Allah. Bring only Allah in this heart. Utlubni. Let Allah become Qibla. Let Allah become the goal. Let Allah become the direction. Utlubni. Tajidni. You will find me. In wajadtani. Wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. Yaqub alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam is taken away from him. Famous incident we know in the Quran. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, the muzakara of the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Nowadays has come out of the ummah. Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In these incidents are ibrat, a lesson for people of intelligence. A lessons of what? Lessons of iman. The first knowledge is the recognition of Allah. Unfortunately, schools and universities today have no longer remained institutions of education. Schools, universities today are what? Are institutions to teach us how to make money. Three idols have been erected. Izzat, shohrat, dawlat. Worldly respect, worldly recognition, worldly wealth. And on the altar, on the pulpit of these three goals, every ideal of insaniyat is being sacrificed. Blood of human beings are being drunk. The rights of others are being usurped. Haram has become halal. Lies has become permissible. Deceit has become the order of the day. Riba, that institution, I'm digressing. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the same Isra, Mi'raj, more detail we'll mention just now. What, on that journey Allah showed him such people. Butunuhum kalbuyut. Their stomachs were like houses. Fihim hayat. Inside those stomachs he could see different types of snakes. When a snake or an injury is inflicted from the outside, the level of pain and suffering is well known. Far worse than that if there is an injury on the inside. If something is biting you inside, if something is hurting you inside, if something is maiming you inside. These snakes and serpents were biting these people from inside. Subhanallah. Ya Jibril, ma hadha? He said, Jibril, what is this? He said, ha'ulai akalatul riba. These are the people who used to consume interest. These are those who were involved in riba. That institution which Quran declares, fa'adhanu biharbim minallahi wa rasulihi. Fa'adhanu biharbim minallahi wa rasulihi. That if you will go in this direction, then prepare yourself for what? Logically, it may appear to be favorable. You've got the down payment, the deposit. The rental income is covering the monthly installments. A win-win situation. Just sign on the dotted line. Raise the standard of your life. Get involved in this chakkar, chasing after this dunya. 10 years, 15 years, 20-year long period, contracts are signed. Without any consideration. Then I'm a kal ki koi tekana nahi. We don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow also. 10, 15, 20 years planning we are prepared to do. Such is the ghaflat, such is the nasha, such is the intoxication of and the glitter and glamour of this dunya. Gladly we sign. What is Quran saying? What is Quran saying when you sign? And what are you doing? You are declaring war. War with who? War with Allah. War with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That personality who was rahmatul lil alameen, who was a mercy from head to toe, that personality who gave everything for his ummah, People would throw stones on him, he would make dua for them. People would swear at him, he would make dua for them. He was hurt and maimed to such a level which cannot be imagined. The same people of Taif who made him suffer like that, when they came to Madinah Munawwara, he gave them a special section in Masjid al-Nabawi. He laid out a special carpet for them. Baqaida, every day he would make sure he would spend time with them to listen and talk to them. The same people that pelted him for 3 miles, that same Nabi says, get involved in interest and I will come and make war with you. You are declaring war with Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Behind all this, what has made all this permissible? This Qibla, these idols, ye buto, these idols that we have erected of Izzat, Shohrat, Dawlat, worldly respect, worldly recognition, worldly wealth. It is the worship of these idols that has made every type of haram halal for us. Every type of deception and lie and treachery has become the order of the day for us. Why? Because the goal behind all this is paisa ho to kaam banega, acquire the material wealth of this world and you have everything. This is what Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam came to break down. This yaqeen, this conviction. And they came to instill the only correct conviction, Allah ho to kaam banega. Allah ho to kaam banega. If you have Allah, you have everything. Kafa billahi shahida, kafa billahi wakila, kafa billahi waliya, kafa billahi hafiza, kafa billahi raqiba, kafa bi rabbika hadiya wa nasira. Kafa, kafa, kafa. How many times Quran is saying? Allah says, I am sufficient, sufficient, sufficient for you. Make me your goal. I am your shaheed, hafidh, wali, nasir, hadi. I will guide you. I will protect you. I will be your companion. I will be your overseer. How many different promises Allah is making? And then Quran makes gila. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abada. Fasayakfikahumullah. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abada. Allah says, am I not sufficient for you? Am I not sufficient for you? How much longer are you going to make dushmani with me? How much longer are you going to turn your back against your Allah? Searching for the succor of this world, the comfort of this world, the luxury of this world. Coming back to that incident we were mentioning, Yaqub alayhi salam, when the sons return, we know the famous incident. And they say the wolf has eaten Yusuf. He knew they were lying. He knew they were lying, yet he doesn't say, let's gather the people of the town and go look for Yusuf. He doesn't say, let's go to the authorities. He doesn't say, let us spread the message out to look for Yusuf alayhi salam. What is the reaction? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. He says, I will turn to my Allah. I will turn to my Allah. إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. My shikayat is only to Allah. My pain only to Allah. My grief only towards Allah. Why? It is Allah's promise. أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who is Allah? Allah is that being, Allah says, who is it that when the muttar, amma yujibul muttar idha da'a, Allah says, call out to me with this quality, muttar, with ittirar. And by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I will fulfill whatever you ask. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi explains what muttar is. He says, sometimes you have a pen, inside that pen is a hen. And the farmer wants to catch the hen to slaughter it. So what does he do? He makes himself appear to be big, stretches out his hand, and he starts walking towards that hen, cornering it, forcing it to go into one corner. And when that hen is now trapped in that corner, and it sees this huge looming presence over it of the farmer, then that hen looks and tries to see where is there a gap to escape, either underneath his hands or between his legs or above his shoulders. And once the hen has identified that one point only for its refuge to save itself, then its entire wujud, its entire existence, it focuses on that one point. And with everything that it possesses, that hen will, which couldn't even fly, suddenly gets the ability and is now able to fly. It focuses all its effort on that one point. Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, he says, that is muttar. That sabse kaat kar, sabse kaat kar, sabse mayus hokar, having lost hope in everything else, broken down your allegiance with everyone else, turned your back on everything else, make Allah only your focus. Make Allah only your goal. Make Allah only your hope. And then say, Ya Allah. Then say, Ya Allah. Amman yujibul muttarra idha da'a. Allah says that dua will definitely be accepted. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا Allah says, do not turn to anyone besides Allah. اُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي Search for your Allah. You will find Allah. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. وَإِنْ فُتَّنِي And if you have lost Allah, if you have lost Allah, everything else has become your goal. One shop to the second shop. One property to the next property. One source of wealth to the next source of wealth. Like an animal in the jungle chasing, chasing, chasing. No conception of Allah. No conception of Akhirat. No realization of the ticking of the clock. No realization. Janaza upon janaza lifted in front of you. That concern, that worry, not even there. No time for Quran, no time for Dhikrullah, no time for Salah, no time for communion with Allah, no time to make dua and beg in front of Allah. A meaningless existence which Quran describes, أَفَخَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Do you think that we have created you for these vain games and you will not come back to Allah? Where this world has become your object. This temporary chor dene wali jahan. Look at the manner in which Quran, when Allah speaks of this dunya, mata'un qaleel, darul ghurur, baytul ankabut, kasarabim biqi'a, yahsabuhu dham'anu ma'a, i'lamu, i'lamu, i'lamu. Allah says, come to know, come to know, come to know, what my Allah, أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون قل تمتعوا فإن مصيركم إلى النار قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النار ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبواب وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين All these verses, verse upon verse, hadith upon hadith, one message, Allah is calling out, make Allah your goal. Do not make this dunya your goal. Make Allah your goal. Make akhirat your goal. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure, nothing is greater than that. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَيْرٌ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا Allah says, my banda, my jannat is very beautiful. My jannat is your goal. You're looking for beachfront property, looking for prime property, looking for property capital value will appreciate and multiply. Allah says, I have one property for you. Much better than khayrun mustaqarra wa ahsanu maqila. Ek nakhun ke barabar, something equivalent to the size of a fingernail. How big is a fingernail? One drop of water is the size of a fingernail. One blade of grass, wing of a butterfly. If something equivalent to the size of a fingernail from Jannat is brought into Masjid-e-Hilal, by the qasam of my Allah, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the entire world will light up. The entire world will become fragrant. The size of a fingernail from Jannat if it is brought. Sata'a nurun fil jannah. Jannat is nur. Jannat is light. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a light shone in Jannat. Nur upon nur. Farafa'u absarahum. They looked up. Fa'idha hiya min thagri hura. Dahikat fi wajhi zawjiha. One hur of Jannat smiled at her husband. Her mouth opened. Her tut became exposed. That was the nur that shone through Jannat. If the hoor of Jannat, if she had to cover herself completely, and only expose one fingertip, and bring it into this world, one fingertip. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لو أن بنانا من بنانها بدا لتمس ذو الشمس كما تتمس الشمس ذو النجوم. Like when the sun rises, the stars become invisible because of the light of the sun. If her one fingertip had to come into this world, the sun will become invisible. From the leg to the knee made out of zafran, from the knee to the chest out of musk, from the chest to the neck out of amber, from the neck to the top of the head out of kafur, then the hair will be flowing. One strand of that hair is such that Allah's Rasul ﷺ said, if one strand of hair had to be suspended in this world from east to west, the entire world will become fragrant. If she had to twist her head so that her hair rose up, it will form a light, a fluorescence that will fly throughout the entire Jannat. The fragrance will reach the entire Jannat. She will have on 100 garments, yet her body will be visible through the 100 garments like shining silver. The train of her dress will be 3 miles long. In Aqbalat or Adbarat, hiya Muqbila, whether she's walking towards you or away from you, her gaze, her focus will still be upon you. Nuru wajhiha min nurillahi ta'ala. The nur of her face is from the nur of Allah. Lo du'ya bi kalamiha mayyitun la ajab. If a dead man had to hear her voice, he would come to life. لَمُزِجَ بِرِيقِهَا أُجَاجٌ لَطَابٌ Saliva is aib, it is looked down upon. The women of Jannat will not have saliva, but if she had to force together a few droplets of saliva, if that had to enter the 7 oceans of this world, the 7 oceans of the world will become sweet. فَبِأَيِّ بَنَانٍ تُعَاتِيهِ Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion, he says to Sahaba, O my Sahaba, when she embraces you, leave the warmth, the ecstasy of the whole embrace. With what type of fingers? Her fingertips are such, it will outshine the sun. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah used to say that if her fingertips will be like this, what will be her face? What will be the beauty that Allah has given her face? Allah says, stay away from the haram zina of this world. Stay away from the shamelessness of this world. Nazar jukana seek jai. Learn to lower your gaze. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Mi'raj, he saw two people. He saw a group of people. In front of them were two cauldrons. One cauldron had fresh, wholesome food. The other cauldron was full of boiling pus and blood and ghassaq. They left the wholesome food and were forcing down the blood and the pus and the ghassaq from that cauldron. He said, Subhanallah, Ya Jibreel, ma hada? Jibreel, what is this? He said, these are the men of your ummah who left their halal wives and went towards haram. That shaitan box, those instruments of fahashi, of shamelessness that have entered every home of this ummah. One great alim recently, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ghamgeen, worried, full of sorrow. Mere Habib, kya hua? He said, oh my Nabi, what has happened? He said, mere ummat ke TV ke aerial mere jigar ko kaat rahi. He said, the aerials of the TVs of my ummat are cutting my liver. What kind of salah will they be? What kind of zikrullah will there be? That heart which has been immersed in shamelessness, in zina, in music, what effect will there be in that dua? What ta'alluq with Allah will there be? Jo qawm behayai aur fakhashi ke aadi ho chuki, ulama say that nation which has become habitual of shamelessness, unko marne ke liye atom bomb ki koi zarurat nahi, wo pehle hi se mare hue hai. You don't need an atom bomb to destroy them, they are already dead. They are already dead. Their istighasa, their turning to Allah, will not cause the system of this world to change. وَزَوَّجَنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ Allah says, stay away from the haram zina of this world. Learn to control this gaze. Allah says, we will marry you with such women. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَيْرٌ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَأَحْسَنُ مَقِيلًا My Jannat is beautiful. Do not fall into the deception of this dunya. We are looking for suk. We are looking for comfort. We are looking for ease. We are looking for prosperity. We are looking for luxury. We are searching for peace of mind in the created entities of this world. My respected brothers, I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid by the qasam of my Allah. Allah has not made this dunya for this. Allah has not made this dunya for this. It's not our goal. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people that will give the greatest sacrifice, the greatest musibah and calamity that will befall them will be Anbiya. The most beloved of Allah will have the least of this world. Himself, what was his example? We ask for afiyat, we are weak. But these goals are not the object of insan in this world. Allah gave us dunya to an akhirat. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he says, Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad. Ukhiftu fillah ma lam yakhaf ahad. He said, I suffered in the way of Allah for the sake of my ummah more than any human being ever suffered. I was made to fear more than any human being ever feared. And then he describes the extent of faqa. The extent of hunger. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمِ وَلَيْلَةِ مَا لِي وَلِبِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدْ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِ بِهِ إِبْتُ بِلَال He said, they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days, 1 month. 1 month passed. And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpit. 30 consecutive days. That extent of food. That extent of hunger. And who is this personality? Leave dua. Leave asking. Leave asking. If he just made ishara, if the pukar just entered his heart, Allah would have sent Man and Salwa from Jannah to this earth for him. Israfil had already presented himself. Inna Allah Ta'ala arsalani ilayk bimafatihi khazaini al-ard an u'rida alayka an usayyira ma'aka jibala tihama dhahab wa fidda wa zumurrud wa yaqut. He said, my Habib, Allah has sent me with the keys to the khazana and the treasures of the entire earth. And my Allah has sent me to offer you, if you want, all these mountains will turn into gold and it will follow you wherever you go. Yet this extent of faqa, this extent of hunger, that in Shi'ab Abi Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib, during the boycott, the little baby Fatima, the most beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the daughter that he loved the most, little baby, she's holding the dress of Khadija radiallahu anha. Such is the alam of thirst. Ummi al-atash, ummi al-atash, ummi al-atash. My mother, I am thirsty. My mother, I am thirsty. My mother, I am thirsty. There was no water, there was no food. Yet to see them suffering like this. 3 years of boycott like this. Khadija radiallahu anha, richest woman in Makkah, everything was placed on the altar of sacrifice for the worry of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Jibreel comes and presents himself to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, Khadija is on her way to you. She has prepared some food for you. Allah has sent me to inform you that Allah is conveying his salams to Khadija. Allah is conveying his salams to Khadija. She has suffered greatly. Allah has sent me to inform you. Allah has already prepared her palace in Jannat. La sakhaba fihi wa la ta'ab. There will be no dukh. There will be no pain, no hardship, no difficulty. Such was the faqa, the suffering, the hunger in the valley of Abu Talib, that finally even Khadija succumbed. Immediately after that 10th year of Hijrah, she passed away. That was also the year Abu Talib passed away. Just the other day, last week Friday, met one youngster who was a musician before. Allah gave him tawfiq of iman. He said, I was going through a crisis. I didn't know which direction to turn. I was a Muslim, but all sorts of invitations were coming in front of me. And he said that I heard in one bayan this statement, that one revert in America who kept his clothes halfway between his knee and his ankle. One scholar told him, you got allowance, lengthen it, people will mock at you. Part of his response, he said, I am a Muslim by choice, you are a Muslim by chance. I am a Muslim by choice, you are a Muslim by chance. He said, when I heard this, Allah gave me himmat, Allah gave me courage. You want to know the value of iman, understand it. Hum to samajhte hai ki hum jannat ke thekedar hai. Kyunki bachpan se hum kalima par rahe. We think that jannat is guaranteed because we were born with iman. Abu Talib, what didn't he do? Which stone didn't he leave unturned? He would feed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his own children. He would go hungry to see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat. In his heart, the truth was there. When they came to him and said that if you don't stop your nephew from what he is doing, na'uzu billah, we are going to kill him. Abu Talib sent for him. Oh my nephew, stop. I can no longer guarantee that I can protect you. What is the response? Ma ana bi aqdar min an ada ma bu'ithtu bihi min an yush'ila ahadukum min hadhihi shamsi shu'lata nar. What But we say tabligh is the work of tabligh jamaat. Dawat and tabligh, mashallah, very good work, but not for me. Listen with the ears of iman. What does Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say to his uncle? Oh my uncle, it is easier for me to take a burning coal, a flame from the fire, and hold it in my hand and let my flesh burn. That will be easier for me than to forsake my ummah and not call them towards Allah. When Abu Talib hears this, sees the determination, he says, "Fasda bi amrika lam tusibka sababatun, walaqad sadaqta wa kunta qablu amina, walaqad alimtu bi anna deena Muhammad min khayri adiyani al-bariyati deena, lawla al-malamatu aw hadara masabbatin, lawajadtani samiham bidaka mubina." He says, go ahead with what you are doing. No harm will come to you. You are truthful and have always been truthful. And then Abu Talib says, I know that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of every religion. If it were not for the fact that I fear that the women of Quraysh will taunt and mock at me out of the fear of death, I would have recited your kalima openly. He leaves the world with the words, Ala deeni Abdul Muttalib. I die on the deen of Abdul Muttalib. Al-Iyazu Billah, as a result of which he will suffer forever in Jahannam. Through that, we are taught the value of this iman. The dastan and legacy of qurbani and sacrifice that was given for this deen. Abu Talib passes away, Khadija passes away. It is the same time that the incident of Taif takes place. We know the details. 3 miles, the most beloved of Allah, Sarwar-e-Kainat, Tajdar-e-Madina, the pride of Allah's creation. Rain of stones, no spot of his body is spared. Urchins set upon him, dogs set upon him. They scoff him, rebuke him, mock him, hurt him, maim him. To the extent that it comes in the riwayat, Dajjatil Malaika, the Malaika start crying. They also can't see this. At the end of it, he doesn't make shikayat to anyone. Doesn't complain to anyone. He turns only to Allah. His gila is only with Allah. Ilayka ashku du'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas ila man takiluni ila aduwin yatajahamuni am ila ba'idin mallaktahu amri illam takun sakhitan 'alayya fala ubali. Impossible to translate. We want to make our children doctors, lawyers, engineers. We want them to have the highest positions in this world. No problem. Let them get all the degrees. But why deprive them of the ulum of Quran? Why deprive them of the language of Quran? No language can translate the dard, the pain that is contained in this. Ilayka ashku. Ilayka ashku. Oh my Allah, I only complain to you of the weakness of my strength, my lack of planning, my dependence upon the people. Eh mere Rab, tune mujhko kiske hawale kar diya? Oh my Allah, to whom have you handed me over? To those who have hurt me like this, persecuted me like this, beat me like this. Oh my Allah, if you are not angry with me, then I am happy with whatever you have decided. Sacrifice upon sacrifice. The actual year when Mi'raj occurred, there's difference amongst the Mu'arikheen. But a very large number of Mu'arikheen have the opinion that it was after this, these 3 huge milestones. The death of Abu Talib, the demise of Khadija radiallahu anha, incident of Taif, that Jibreel comes to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house of Hani, that, "Eh, mere Habib, oh my beloved, the heavens have been decorated. Allah has sent for you that mu'ajiza, that miracle, tasalli ke dor par, as consolation. That miracle that the mind cannot imagine. 14 centuries ago, perhaps, They couldn't truly appreciate what a miracle this was. Now with so-called scientific advancement, we can understand what a vast space this is. Just the solar system, the sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors, in constant motion, that sun itself moving at 720,000 kilometers an hour, traversing a distance of 17,280,000 kilometers every day. The sun in the Milky Way, which is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, a super galaxy, the sun is only one of 200 billion stars. The space is so vast that if you have to travel from one point at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, it will take 2 million years just to finish this one galaxy. They estimate that there are more than 500 million other such galaxies. Of the universe which scientists can see, they can only see 3%. The other 97% is what is called the black hole. There they cannot even see. In what can be seen, this 3%? In 1981, NASA published a magazine called The Plain Truth. The November edition, Ghaliban. They mentioned therein, Allah knows best, true or not true. They said, in this 3% that we can see, there are so many stars, that if 1 second was taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Such a vast space. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses the question to Sahaba, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you know the distance between the heavens and the earth? Allahu wa Rasulu alam. They said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He said, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِئَةِ سَنَى. From the earth to the, not to this sky. The sky is not really a sky. This is light. The sky is much further away. From the earth to Samaud Dunya, the first heaven, this entire universe, is a distance of 500 years, not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكْ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. وَمِنْ كُلِّ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. First to second, second to third, third to fourth, fourth to fifth, fifth to sixth, sixth to seventh. Between each heaven, distance of 500 years. فَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أُعَالِ. Above that are 8. The word in the hadith comes أُعَالِ, which is a plural of wa'lun. Wa'lun means a mountain goat. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Referring to the 8 angels that are holding aloft Allah's arsh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they are in the shape of mountain goats. بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَظْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ الشَّحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَى عَتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ 700 سَنَةٍ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah give me permission to tell you of one of the hamilin arsh, of the angels that are holding aloft Allah's arsh, from the earlobe to the neck of that angel is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. And then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. Allah is wara'ul wara. This puny human intellect can never conceive the vastness of Allah's creation. Forget Allah Himself. Time is stopped. The clock is stopped. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken physically, bodily, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. On the way he stops 2 rakat salah in Madina Munawwara. Jibreel, what is this place? Jibreel says that your hijrat will take place to this place. Then he stops at Koyatur, 2 rakat salah. Jibreel, what is this place? This is the place where Allah spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. Then he stops at Milad Isa, the place where Isa alayhi salam was born. Without the agency of a father, 2 rakat salah. And then on that journey, Ghaliban, they pass close to Misr, Egypt. All of a sudden, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experiences a beautiful fragrance. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions this riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Jibreel, Jibreel, where is this fragrance coming from? Jibreel says, oh my beloved, in the house of Fir'aun there was a slave girl, Mashita binti Fir'aun. She would comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. One day combing, the comb slipped. She said, Taisa man kafara billah. Iman chupne wali cheez nahi hai. Iman cannot be concealed. Iman will reveal itself. When Fir'aun's daughter hears this, awalaki rabbun ghayru abi. Do you have a Rabb besides my father? She says, my Rabb, your Rabb, the Rabb of your father is one Allah. This message goes to Fir'aun. As was his nature, he starts threatening, forsake your iman. But once the reality of iman enters the heart, once the sweetness of Allah's ta'alluq enters the heart, then nothing can shake. Nothing can shake the determination. Finally, Fir'aun decides, a boiling cauldron is brought. She had 2 daughters. He says to her, if you do not forsake your iman, I will cause your daughters to be thrown into this cauldron. What is her response? She says, Fir'aun, Allah has given me these 2. If I had 100, one by one, I would have sacrificed them for Allah's sake. One by one, I would have sacrificed them for Allah's sake. The big daughter is taken. She obviously realizes what is going on. She starts screaming, Amma, Amma, oh my mother, oh my mother. The mother says, make sabr. Head suspended, head first. Like how a samosa or a bhajia is fried. This little girl is fried in front of her mother. We can speak about it. We can talk. But which language or which mode of expression can truly do justice to describing the hurt of smelling the acrid, burning flesh of one's own offspring? This was too much for that mother to bear. It almost broke her, the screams of her little child. Allah removed the veil of the unseen. She saw the ruh of her child coming out, smiling at her, and said, oh my mother, make sabr, we will meet in Jannah. Then the little baby is snatched from her hand. That child also flung into this boiling cauldron, and her body burned to ashes in front of the mother. Where is the value for iman today? Where is the realization of what dastan legacy of qurbani was given for this deen? Who are we going to cry to? Who are we going to turn to? Youngsters today, when the tide of kufr is flowing through humanity, when homes of this ummah are being bulldozed, when rockets and bombs are raining down upon homes of this ummah, when fathers are seeing the bodies of their little babies being burned to ashes in front of the parents, the only qusur, the only crime that they are reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And yet still the youth of this ummah today have got time to look at soccer matches, have got time to chase behind tournaments. This one is winning, that one is winning. This soccer star, that pop star. From where are we going to bring the words? Who are we going to lament before? Big weddings, lavish expressions of wealth. When right on our doorsteps, there are that sections of the ummah that don't know where the next meal is going to come from. Every night there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of little babies crying on the breast of their mothers with no milk coming out of those breasts. What has happened to this ummah? Where are the hearts of this ummah today? Where is that identity with what Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? Where is that shafqat? Where is that compassion for humanity? What type of excuse are we going to prepare? What excuse are we going to give? Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very merciful. Is that the psychology that allows this type of thing to carry on? Is that the psychology that allows us to be in our ghaflat and chase behind this dunya when this is the condition of humanity? Where is that jazba and that zeal, that reality of iman that brings this type of incidents? Where are those mothers? Finally, when it comes to her turn, she says to Fir'aun, I have one request. What is your request? My request is that the remains of my family, my two daughters and myself, bury us together. Fir'aun says, I will accede to this request. This family is buried together several thousand years on the Isra and Mi'raj of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sabak is taught to this ummah till qiyamah. Jisne Allah ke naam par, the one who has given his life on the name of Allah, wo mar ke bhi zinda rehta hai. He dies but he will still remain alive. Islam Karbala ke baad zinda hote hai. It is this Karbala, this Qurbani, this sacrifice that brings Islam alive. That woman sacrificed her family, yet 4,500 years later she is being spoken about in Masjid-e-Hilal. Her name is still remaining alive. What more sabak, what more lesson we want to learn? What is izzat? Oh my beloved, Jibreel says that fragrance is coming from the qabr of this family. Then he is taken, first heaven, Adam alayhi salam, second heaven, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam, third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam, fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam, fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam, sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam, seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. There's much more detail, I'm not going into the details. Time is very limited. But my respected brothers, let us not become an ummah that fails to understand the sabak and the lesson of Mi'raj. Tafsil we can read in the kitabs. We've heard it before also. What is the sabak of Mi'raj? What is the lesson of Mi'raj? Each heaven, the Nabi would run towards him and would greet him, marhaba, marhaba to my brother. On the seventh heaven, no Nabi comes to greet him. He sees one elderly person with white beard leaning against the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the Malaika. He says to Jibreel, who is this person? Jibreel says, this is your grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. Understand this. When it comes to martaba and status, the martaba and status of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far superior to Ibrahim alayhi salam. But when it comes to rishta, when it comes to family relationship or link, Ibrahim alayhi salam's haq is greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was his grandfather. Allah knew that this ummah will grab the collars of their fathers and say, what did you ever do for me? Allah knew that this ummah will treat their mothers like slaves and will have no respect for them. So in Isra, despite the martaba of Habibullah being higher, Allah made him go to Ibrahim to greet him. To teach this ummah the maqam of the parents. To teach this ummah the value of the parents. That take their du'as. Take their du'as, don't take their bad-du'a. Ibn Qudama Hanbali rahimahullah, in his Kitab al-Tawabin, he mentions one incident. It is late at night in the Haram. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his son, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are making tawaf. While they are making tawaf, it is very dark. They can't see the person. They hear one person who is making dua with dard, with pain in his heart. Ya man yujibu da'al muttarri fi al-dhulami. Ya kashif al-durr wal-balwa ma'a al-saqami. Qad nama wafduka hawla al-bayti wa antabahu. Wa anta aynuka ya qiyyumu lam tanami. Habli bijudika fadla al-afwi an jurumi. يا من أشار إليه الخلق في الحرم إن كان عفوك لا يدركه ذو سرف فمن يجود على العاصين بالكرم. Begging Allah, oh, the one who, when someone is muttar, when someone is hurt, when someone is sick, his call does not fall upon deaf ears. Oh my Allah, the people are gone to sleep, but you are listening. Oh my Allah, the whole world comes to your haram. I have come to your haram to beg from you. The dard contained in this expression affects the heart of Ali radiallahu anhu. He says to his son, go to that person. Go to that person and bring him to me. When this person is presented before Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gets a shock. He sees a person, a youngster, half his body is paralyzed. He says, what has happened? This youngster introduces himself. He says, my name is Munazil bin Lahiq. He says, I lived a life of ghaflat, of sharab, of music, of disobedience. My father always would warn me and caution me. I would swear at him. I would insult him. He said, late one night, I came home drunk. My father rebuked me again and said, oh my son, you will not live forever in this world. What is going to happen to you in akhirat? Make tawbah. He said, I raised my hand and I slapped my father. When I did that, my father said, I have had enough. He got up and he went to the haram. And he caught hold of the khilaf of the Kaaba. And he said, oh my Allah, that being to whom the hujjaj and the mu'tamireen come from far and wide. Oh my Allah, that being who in his name Wahid and As-Samad is taken, the one who calls to him, his hope is never not is never unfulfilled. Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah who does not beget, nor was he begotten. I have reached the end of my tether with my offspring. I demand my right from you. Oh my Allah, make half his body paralyzed. He said, no sooner my father made this dua, this had become my condition. Thereafter I repented. I patched up my relationship with my father. My father had decided to go back and make dua for Allah to give me shifa. Before he could go back, he passed away. And he said, this has become my condition. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says to him, that if your father had not determined to make dua for your shifa, I also would not have made dua. I'm going to make 2 rakat salah now and beg Allah to give you shifa. Ali radiallahu anhu performs 2 rakat salah. He makes dua. Allah gives this youngster shifa. But what is this incident teaching us? That gain their duas, don't get their bad-dua. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, show me my companion in Jannat. Allah says, in certain bazaar there is a butcher. He is your companion in Jannat. Musa al-Islam goes to that marketplace, finds that butcher, ordinary person, can't understand. He requests permission to stay with him for a few days. That butcher doesn't recognize who this person is. He notices when the man gets up in the morning, the first thing he does, he sees to an elderly woman, prepares her food, cleans her, gives her to eat. Then he proceeds, end of the day he comes home with some meat. First he feeds this elderly woman and then he puts her to bed. Then he feeds the rest of his family. Musa al-Islam observed that as he is tending to this elderly woman with her back leaning on his chest, as he is placing her down on her bed, she starts uttering a few things. Because of the distance, Musa al-Islam couldn't hear what she was saying. She was elderly. When he had placed her down, Musa al-Islam asked that butcher, "Tell me, what did that woman say? Who is that woman?" He says, "That is my mother. Before I leave in the morning, I see to her. When I return back in the evening, I see first to her, then to my family." Musa al-Islam says, "What was she uttering when you were putting her back down on the bed?" He says, "She's old, she doesn't know what she's saying. Don't worry about it. Don't take her seriously." Musa al-Islam insists, "No, tell me, what was she saying?" He says, "She was making dua." "What dua was she making?" He says, "My mother every night as I put her to sleep makes this dua that, oh Allah, make my son the companion of Musa alayhi salam in Jannat. Make my son the companion of Musa alayhi salam in Jannat." Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, "Your father is the most conducive door to Jannat. Protect that door, destroy it, it is up to you." Mi'raj is not an incident. Mi'raj is not there to talk about. Mi'raj, what was the sabab? What was the lesson? Martaba was higher of Habibullah. Rishta was higher of Khalilullah. Allah commanded Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to go to Ibrahim and greet him so that this ummah can understand the maqam and status that was given to the parents. Still this journey continues. Above the ocean, above the arsh, kursi, jannat, jahannam. Until the point is reached, Sidratul Muntaha. What does muntaha mean? The final point. The end point. Beyond which it is impossible. Nothing has gone further. At this point, Jibreel turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "Oh my beloved, if I go one step further, I will be burned to ashes. Only you are allowed to proceed beyond this point. No makhluk of Allah has been beyond this point. Only you are allowed to proceed." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Qazi Ayaz in rahimahullah in his Shifa, he mentions the riwayat. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Faraqani Jibreel." Jibreel left me. "Wan qata'atil aswat." There was total, complete silence. I reached a point no one had reached. I became afraid. All of a sudden, "Fasami'tu kalama Rabbi." I heard the voice of my Allah. "Liyahda raw'uk." Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. "Ya Habibi udnu, udnu, udnu." Oh my beloved, oh my beloved, go even further. Go even further. Go even further. Till he reached that point of such qurb. Such qurb. That even the word qurb cannot do justice to describing it. That which in Surah Najm Allah says, "Fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna fa'uha ila abdihi ma uha ma kadhaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a." He reached the maqam, "Fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna." Aw adna. Allah is free of shape, form and direction. There's no close and distance physically. This is just for our understanding. The extent of qurb and maqam which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken on the night of Mi'raj, and then a gift was given. Time has run out, just a few minutes more. There's much more details, we're not going to go into that. But a gift was given. Hame sabak seekhna hai bhai. Miraj ke waqiya humne bahut sun liya. We've heard the waqiya. What is the sabak? What was the gift of Miraj? What was given? That wasila, that bridge, that medium by which every ummati of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this entire distance from the earth to beyond the arsh of Allah, when the musalli stands on the musalla, like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ فَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, when the musalli goes in the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, every distance between him and Allah is removed. He's transported directly into Allah's court. وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. He's Allahu Akbar. It's as if he is knocking tap, tap, tap on the arsh of Allah. He's knocking on the door of Allah. He is in direct munajat, communion with Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. Mubarak to him, if only he had khushu in that salah. If only he had khushu in that salah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانَ. For the slave of Allah, there are two occasions when he will present himself in Allah's court. مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. One occasion is in salah in this world, the other is on the day of judgment. That day when mother will not want to know child, husband will not want to know wife, that way when people will be swimming in their own perspiration, that he will have to stand in Allah's court. There his kafiyat, كَأَنَّهُ بَذَجْ, he will be shivering like a baby goat. Two occasions. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ. He said, fulfill the right of the first standing. هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. The second standing will be made easy for you. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. But if this ummah will not fulfill the haqq of the first standing, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That muazzin calling out to who? Who's darbar? Who's court? What gift? What medium? Jisne namaz ke andar khushu paliya. The one who has found khushu in his salah. The one who has made effort on his salah. Through that salah, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, Allah will solve every problem of dunya and akhirat. Then muazzin calling out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The 95% of this ummah today, that call is falling on deaf ears. Who are they making dushmani with? Whose call are they defying? I am sitting on a minbar of the masjid. Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam. Let the oceans of this world turn into gold. Let this whole earth turn into silver. Let the sky turn into diamond. One person owns all this and he presents it as ransom, fidya to Allah for one salah. One salah that he missed. By the qasam of my Allah, all this will not equal the ransom of one salah. One salah. That Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taken on Miraj, given this. To what extent did he have fikr for this? To what extent did he encourage his ummah? His head on the chest of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Last breath, last few gasps in this world and still, ya as-salah. As-salah, wama malakat aymanukum, O my ummah, guard your salah. Wama malakat aymanukum, guard the right of the poor, of the weak ones, of the subordinate. As-salah, wama malakat aymanukum. As-salah, wama malakat aymanukum. Till he became so weak that only a few seconds remain. Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha says his voice became weaker and weaker till eventually right at the end all that remained was As-Salah, 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 Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. And then he passed away. That last wasiyat, akhiri wasiyat, ummat ke 95% masjid se ghaib ho chuki. 95% of this ummat ne tukra diya. That last wasiyat, 95% of this ummat has turned its back on it. And then we want to know why tsunamis are happening, why earthquakes are happening, why bombs are raining down on the homes of this ummat. Daniel alayhi salam, Allah revealed to him that Allah gave the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a salah. لَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ نُوحٍ مَا غُرِقُوا وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ عَادٍ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرَّيْحَ الْعَقِيمِ وَلَوْ صَلَّاهَا قَوْمُ ثَمُودٍ مَا أَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةِ. Allah gave this ummat such a salah that if the nation of Nuh alayhi salam had got this salah, they would never have drowned. If قَوْمِ عَادٍ قَوْمِ ثَمُودٍ had got this salah, they would have been saved from the scream of the angels or from earthquake. No azab of Allah would have befallen those nations if they had the salah that was given to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mi'raj ka waqia par lena bhai, read the incident. Lekin sabak se mahroom na ho jai, don't become deprived of the sabak, of the lesson of Mi'raj. Raj se lekar maut tak, aaj se lekar maut tak, from now till my last breath in this world, to make this ahad and contract and promise with Allah that not one salah will become qaza. Not one salah will become qaza. And to make tawbah over the baaz. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah says we took at night. Who? Not bi rasulihi, bi nabiyihi, bi habibihi. No. What does Quran say? Bi abdihi, bi abdihi. We took on Miraj bi abdihi. What is Quran telling us? If you want this whole universe to be shrunk, if you want to go beyond the arsh of Allah, agar aise parwaz milna chahte hai ke sare kainat tumhare liye sukar jaye, if you want to reach that maqam that the whole universe is shrunk for you, phir gulam Muhammad ban jao. Become the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah could have said bi rasulihi, bi nabiyihi, bi habibihi. In fact, the maqam requires that. Yet Allah says bi abdihi, so that this ummah understands the value of the gulami of that nabi. Where the poet says ki Muhammad se wafatune, to hum tere hai, ye jahan cheez hai kya, lord khalam tere hai. Become his wafadar, become his ghulam. If not inside, at least outward. The police officer doesn't have to introduce himself. The army general doesn't have to introduce himself. Kam az kam itna, at least this much. Miraj ke sabak le lo, take the lesson of Miraj, that I will not have to introduce myself. Just looking at me, straight away it will enter the heart. This is Ghulam Muhammad. This is the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Musa alayhi salam, Qurtubi mentions a riwayat, he made gila with Allah. The magicians were my enemies. Ya Allah, you gave them hidayat, you gave them shahadat. How come? They came and mocked at me. You gave them that martaba. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, out of mockery on that day, they dressed like you. They dressed like you. They dressed like you. Never mind their intention, because they imitated you, I gave them iman and I gave them shahadat. Allah is looking for excuse. One sunnat, we don't know which sunnat. Each sunnat is nuraniyat. Each sunnat is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths. Miraj ka sabak le lo. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, gulam Muhammad ban jao. Sare kainat sukar jayenge. Allah will shrink the whole universe. Make toba from be namazi. And if those hearts of those parents are hurt, if the hearts are broken, now is the time to patch it up. Otherwise it will be too late. If they have passed away, then make toba. Give sadaqa in their name and give isale sawab. Onset of this month, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan This is the tayari for Ramadan, the preparation for Ramadan. Whether we will live to Ramadan, we don't know. But at least from now, make sila with Allah. Come back to the masjid. Come back to the fikr and concern and the worry of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركنا على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين أنت مولانا أنت رب السماوات والأرض أنت رب الكون والمكان Oh my beloved Allah Oh my supreme Allah Oh my majestic Allah Oh my Allah, you are the owner of everything that exists. Oh my Allah, if the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of the oceans have to turn into ink and another seven oceans have to be added and we have to write your kalimat and your greatness and your majesty, the pens will come to an end, the ink will come to an end, your kalimat, your greatness, your majesty will never ever come to an end. Our dirty, filthy tongues can never ever do justice to praising you, oh my Allah. This majma has come as a delegation. We have come to fling ourselves on your doorstep, oh my Allah. You are that unique king, ya Allah. Your doors never close. Ya Allah, you are that unique king. The more silent and beggars come to you, the more happier you become. Ya Allah, we have come to flow. Ya Allah, we have come to fling ourselves on your doorstep. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us right now. You are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Why are they crying? Your angels are saying to you, they fear your azab. They desire your mercy. You will say to your angels, I make you a witness that I have protected them from my azab and I have granted them my mercy. Oh my Allah, there is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There is no Rabia Basri, Hassan Basri. Ya Allah, there is no Rabia Basri, Hassan Basri amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is us sinners, Ya Allah. From head to toe, we are steeped in your disobedience, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, dube huye zillat mein. Kuch bhi ho. Lekin tere mahbub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummat hi hai, Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being slaughtered like sheep in wool, like sheep, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, never before has the blood of this ummah been so cheap, Ya Allah.
The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummat, Ya Allah. The homes of this ummat are being bulldozed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our enemies have turned against us. Our own have turned against us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whenever any difficulty would come on the Sahaba of Ya Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would go to Your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and cry on His shoulders. Ya Allah, today there is no shoulder for this ummah to cry upon, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little babies of this ummah are crying on the breast of their mothers. Those breasts are dry, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the respect of the women and sisters of this ummah are being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. Who can we turn to besides You, Ya Allah? Which door can we knock on besides You, no, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our guna. No doubt it is our wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Your muazzin called us. The call fell on deaf ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You sent us to call humanity to the masjid. We have run to the dens of vices. We have run to the casinos. We have run to the gambling houses. We have run to the place. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You sent us to fill this world with the Quran. We have filled our ears with music, Ya Allah. Our youngsters have guitars in their hands. Our young girls are dancing naked, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent our daughters to become the daughters of Fatima and to become the daughters of Khadija. Ya Allah, they have become the daughters of the West, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, jo kuch ho raha hai, whatever is happening, Ya Allah, it is haq, Ya Allah. It is haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the Ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are the weak section of the Ummat of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. This entire delegation on behalf of the entire Ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come, Ya Allah, to beg Your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Let Your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Humne apne pura wujud ko gunaon mein mulawwas kar diya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become blackened, Ya Allah. Isse bara mahroomi kya ho sakti? What greater loss can there be, Ya Allah, that we take Your name and we don't feel the sweetness in our mouths, Ya Allah. We take Your name and our hearts do not beat with Your love, Ya Allah. Isse bari mahroomi kya ho sakti, Ya Allah. Hame namaz ki na khushu hai. Hame Quran ki halawat nahi hai. Hame tere zikr ki halawat nahi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, paise ki talash aur paise ki mohabbat ne hame andha kar diya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the love of wealth has blinded us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on this night we are beseeching You, Ya Allah. The hearts are in Your control, Ya Allah. Turn the hearts towards Your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Your ta'alluq, Ya Allah. Grant us Your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Grant us Your marifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us of guna, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of haram, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of shamelessness, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of bihayai, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah, of the wrongs that we have done, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of the hurt that we have caused to others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this entire ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, insaniyat.
Ya Allah, humanity is caught up in a web of difficulty and hardship, the like of which has never been seen before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are not only asking you for ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for the Hindus also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the Christians also, for the Jews also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the Mushrikeen also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are also the ummah of your Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, kafir dies, Ya Allah. 99 black serpents attach themselves to his body. And he will be bitten like this right up till Qiyamah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is our fault, Ya Allah. We did not introduce them to your greatness. We did not show them the way of your Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. हमने दावत के काम नहीं किया यार यार लाइक एंड्स 5 billion इंसान इन दिस वर्ल्ड लाइक वेट टू जहन्नम यार दैट फायर यार दैट फायर हुज स्टोन्स विल मेल्ट माउंटेन्स व्हाट विल इट डू टू द फ्लेश एंड ब्लड ऑफ इंसान यार यार Ya Allah, Hinda chewed the liver of the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You made her, radiyallahu anha. Ya Allah, you gave washi hidayat, Ya Allah. You gave washi hidayat. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, O my Malik Allah. O my Kareem Allah. O my Rahim Allah. O my Hannan Allah. O my Mannan Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat. Give Australia hidayat. Give Europe hidayat. Give Asia hidayat. Give Africa hidayat. Give China hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the work of da'wat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq humare saamne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa'a khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke tawfeeq naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, humse deen ke kaam le le, Ya Allah. Take the work of deen from us, Ya Allah. From our families, Ya Allah. From our parents, Ya Allah. From our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from our wives, Ya Allah. From the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our wealth. Accept our life. Accept our time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the jazma of Sahaba. Ya Allah, give us the jazma of Sahaba. Give us the jazma of Sahaba, Ya Allah. Give us the jazma of Sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love and the love of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us give us the tawfiq to make tawbah from all those wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah, is like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we try to take one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. I'm tuck chuki. We don't know which way to turn, Ya Allah. Behayai or fahashi har jihad me. Ya Allah, after the long night, it is you that brings the daylight, Ya Allah. After the long winter, you bring the summer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is lambi raat ke baad, Ya Allah. After this long night of darkness and of shamelessness, Ya Allah, bring the day, bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will become so pleased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such coolness will come to his park ruin in Madinah. Ya Allah, around us, Ya Allah, our family members, their janazas are being lifted up. Our friends and near ones, their janazas are being lifted up. That grave is calling out, I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, save them from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannat, Ya Allah. Do not let it become pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of hashar, Ya Allah. Let us get our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the sirat with speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us jame kosar from the mubarak hands of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannat. Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, the fires that are burning in the homes of this ummah because of bad akhlaqi, ya Allah. Husband and wife fighting with one another, ya Allah. Brother fighting with brother, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give this ummah the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us the quality to forgive one another, ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of this ummah. Unite the hearts of this ummah. Unite the hearts of this ummah. Ya Allah, whoever has asked for dua, ya Allah, whoever has requested dua, has tawakku of dua, ya Allah, fulfill all the jaiz hajat, ya Allah. Anyone whom we have hurt, ya Allah, fulfill all their jaiz hajat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our asatizai kiram, ya Allah. All those who have benefited us in any way, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and in the hereafter, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adaka minu abduka wa rasuluk sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adab al-nar wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa muta'ana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.